Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, a little Chicago bringing us back, having a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, the author of Thinking Inside the Box, also the CEO of Story Worldwide. Kirk, tell us about Story.
Story is a full-service ad agency that focuses on content creation and largely digital distribution for large corporate clients.
And attracting customers by telling them stories.
Exactly. Yeah. Finding the story at the heart of a brand. And then, as we say, telling it in weird and wonderful ways where the audience is most likely to encounter it.
And folks, this is what you've been hearing me say for a long time, with Kirk, without Kirk, and that's that your products are not special. Your products are commodities. Even your service, to some degree, is probably a commodity. The only thing that differentiates you is the relationship you build with these customers, with these prospects, and the way people would like to be have relationships built with them more and more today, because the information is everywhere. They're being bombarded with information, but they're not being bombarded with stories that they're attracted to. And that's going to be the key, isn't it, Bert Kirk, for the future?
Absolutely. The only messages, and this is my definition of the post-advertising age, as you know, Jim, the only messages that people are going to see and hear in the future are the messages that they choose to see and hear. Mm-hmm. And that means that if you want your message to be consumed by your audience, it's got to be really good media. It's got to be engaging. It's got to be mm-hmm. a great story.
Speaking of which, we've been talking about Facebook, and Kirk, small business today is clearly two, at least two sectors that we define, which is B2B and B2C, business to consumer, B2C, and business to business. So the business to consumer is the dry cleaner, the garage, the restaurant, those kinds of things. But business to business are the supply houses, the delivery services, the independent contract, et cetera, et cetera. Is Facebook, we've been talking about Facebook, we know that it's pretty good for B2C, business to consumer, because consumers hang out a lot on Facebook. But what about the B2B companies? Should they spend more time on Facebook or not?
I think it's a more complicated question, and I think it has to do with, unfortunately, the answer is maybe yes, maybe no. It really depends on the kind of business-to-business service that you are selling, and it depends very strongly on what your approach to the audience is. First of all, I think the lines are breaking down. You know, Facebook used to be solely for college kids,
right,
to meet their friends. Then everybody got in, and it became the personal sort of family and friend communication center.
Right.
Now there are hundreds of brands on Facebook. There are lots of business-to-business Facebook, you know, fan pages as well. And people are coming to Facebook for all kinds of reasons. And so it really depends. Now, there are, as you know, specialized communities for business, like mm-hmm. LinkedIn, mm-hmm. Which can, I think,
they're
be
more,
much
they're
more valuable.
They're more vertical, professional to professional, aren't they, than community building? I mean, they're community building, but am I wrong about that?
I think only in this sense, that LinkedIn, for reasonable prices, for like, you know, $1,200 a year or so, you can buy a service on LinkedIn that allows you to precisely target, for example, the businesses, the geographic area, the executives, the
right.
profession that you want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
That can be really valuable, mm-hmm. and it's much more expensive and much tougher to do that on Facebook,
right.
for example.
Right.
So I think that LinkedIn can have an immediate impact. for a small business who, if you take the time to figure out how to use it to get your message across, and if you cultivate your community and your connections very, very carefully, and post to the groups that are important to you, and post on your own, you know, LinkedIn profile.
But the importance of community building is no less for B2B than it is to B2C, right?
It is in many ways exactly the same problem.
Regardless
and
of what tool you
use. The same supreme importance.
Right.
And as I always say to B2B, you know, advertisers, look, remember, at the end of the day, everybody goes home.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has a life.
That's right.
And there aren't these clean lines between B2B and B2C in terms of approach.
I got to wrap it up, Kirk. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.